Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem Vav. As we continue in Parakira, we are towards the bottom. Let's start with Mem Hei Amid Beis in the sugyas of Muksa relating to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. So let's pick up with Amar Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef. The discussion here is what is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion relating to issues of muksa, and all different types of muksas, as we have spoken about over the past couple of days, the more serious muksas, the muksas that even Rabbi Shimon agrees to, grogros v'tzimukin, do you need two tanaim, do you need dachya b'yadayim, do you need eno ra'oi, so that's what we've been speaking about. So now the Gemara says, Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef, v'yat lo, 12 lines up from the bottom, v'yat lo tizbra de Rabbi Yochanan k'Rabbi Yehuda, you don't think that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds of the more chumra opinion of muksa? Ha, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Asi, iklu lebe, Rabbi Abba de min Chaifa, v'nafa monarta aglima dravasi. What happened? The Rav Abba and Rav Asi went to visit Rabbi Abba, and a menorah, a big candelabra, fell on Rav Asi's coat, velo tiltula, and he didn't move it. So my time, Allah me shiv to Rabbi Asi, tamid Rabbi Yochanan havi, why do you think he didn't move it? Rav Asi is a talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, for Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda's sphere, like this, lay muksa. And Rabbi Yochanan, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of the issues of muksa, more serious shitas of muksa. So you know where Rabbi Yochanan holds. So what's the shayla? You know in that story, Rav Asi, the talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, you assume that the talmud followed what the Rebbe held. So what's the shayla of what Rabbi Yochanan holds? So answers the Gemara. Amalei menarta ka'amrit. Well, you're trying to bring me a raya about a menorah, a large candelabra? Menarta shiny, that's different. As we'll see, maybe even Rabbi Shimon agrees to that. So again, there's no raya that what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Menarta shiny, dam Rav Acha bar Chanina, Rav Asi, hora reish lakish bitzidan, reish lakish paskind, menorah hani telas biyado achas mutu l'taltala. A menorah that can be moved with one hand, mutilatatala, it's not so large, so it still has the status of a kli, mutilatatala, b'shtei yada vasilatatala, but with two hands, then it would be usur to be mitaltel, right? Because it's not made to be moved, as the Gemara will say soon. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, anu ein lanu ela b'ner k'Rib Shimon. By ner, we might hold like Rib Shimon. Rashi explains, muksa machmas mius, as we spoke about earlier, we might hold lakula about that, ava menorah, benitla biyodo achat benitla b'shtei yadav asla taltala. But by menorah, it's also even with one hand. But either way, you see both Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both say that by a menorah, either just two hands, a menorah that is so large it needs two hands, or even Rabbi Yochanan says even one hand, asla taltala. He sees more chamur than regular muksas. That's not a raya. The fact that they didn't take the menorah off the amorah's coat when it fell, that's not a raya that he holds like Rabbi Yochanan, because maybe everybody would agree in that context. Right? We had earlier once, if you remember, in the Masechta, we had in the Tum and Tara sugyas, in terms of Kalim being very large, they might lose their status of a Kli, and therefore they might be Usur Lit Taltala. But we mentioned, as long as it's a Kli Lamaisa, so we said that we held that you were able to be Metaltala. Right? That was earlier, I think, in the second parak, when we spoke about the size of Kalim, and we paskin, Tosas therefore there, we didn't paskin like any of the opinions in the Gemara, because we held that once it's a Kli, then no matter how large it is. Okay, but that's the Gemara. So this didn't prove like Rabbi Yochanan, that story with the menorah, and the Gemara just adds on parenthetically, V'taimamai, what is the reason, why is menorah different? Rabba Rav Yosef, Damri Travayu, Ho'ov Adam Koveya Lo Makom. Because a person is koveya makom. What is koveya makom? He sets a place for it. Rashi, koveya makom doesn't really help us, but the understanding of the Rishonim seems to be that you are makse in midaitacha. Right? You do not have any da'as in order to move it. Similar to other types of muksas, like muksa machmas chesron kis. You don't have any, let's say I have a beautiful fancy picture on the wall. So I have no da'as to move it. Is it usable on Shabbos? Yeah, it's not totally useless, but anything that I do not have any intention of using on Shabbos, so I have intention to leave it there, not touch it, as a form of muksa. So here too, by this menorah, by this big candelabra that I am koveya makom, machlokes, very large, or only semi-large, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, asla taltala, right? So therefore, that is the reason why menorah is different. So Amalei Abayeler of Yosef, 1 second, Varikilas Chasanim, Tadam Koveya Lo Makom, what about this canopy that was used, this Kilas Chasanim, that a person is koveya makom there too. You also don't have in mind to use it. You just put it in its place. V'yamar Shmuel mishum Rebbi Chia, and yet we learned kilas chasanim mutar lintosa umutar lefarka b'shabbos. You're allowed to put it together and take it apart. Not a canopy like we usually have a canopy, like very wide on top, because that would be an isser of Ohel on Shabbos, creating an Ohel and taking down an Ohel. Rashi says on top, the Stam Kilas Chasanim Eimo Gag Tefach. It doesn't have a Tefach width wide. It's instead of, as we would think about it, four poles on the four corners of the bed, two poles, one on the foot of the bed and one on the head of the bed. And a sheet is like lays diagonally from those poles. So there's no roof on there. So that is why, says Rashi, if you remember the cases from Masechah Sukkah in the first parak, there are different types of canopies within a sukkah. If you have a real kila, so that's a problem in a sukkah, because that's a separate structure, a separate oil in the sukkah. But the naklite hamita, that's okay, because that's just one pole on each side. It doesn't have a tefach width on top. So you see, this kilas chasanim, though, with the naklite, with the two poles, so you don't have in mind to move it, you're koveya lo makom, and you see you're allowed to take it apart and put it together on Shabbos. Right, so why? What's the difference between that case and the menorah case? Right, what's the difference? Rashi quotes, V'kiv mashin arachav tefach, eino oel, ve'ein bo lo binyin ve'lo stira. Answer, so Elamar Abaya. So what's the issue of the menorah in our brisa? As follows. Bishel chulios. We're talking about a menorah made out of chulios. I'm sorry, menorah, Rashi. Menorah shel prakim. The reason that you're not allowed to move it is not because koveya lo mako, but because we're talking about a menorah that's made of parts. And we're worried that if you start moving it and playing around with it, you might come to put it back together. You might come to take it apart. That is the problem. You're going to make a kli. Ve'vshachulios. Se'ihachi, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan Aser is across the board. Se'ihachi, my time of the Rishim and Melakash Ashari. So why would Rish Lakash Matir? Why would he allow you to move it around if we're worried that you might come to put it together, you might come to take it apart, which would be a malacha? Which malacha would it be? Which malacha would it be? Not 100% sure yet. Rashi did not give his hand yet. All Rashi said was, v'nimsa osekli. So Rashi did not say exactly what malacha that is. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But says the Gemara, so why would Rish Lakish Matir, if it's not an issue of muksa, it's the issue of a chshash asiyas kli? So the Gemara says, no, really it's not made of parts. My chulios ke'en chulios. It looks like parts. De'is be'chidki. There are grooves in the menorah. So it's really one piece. But really it looks like it's put together in pieces. That's the issue. So, hilkach, so what's the machlokes? Chulios ben gedola ben ketana asu l'taltala. If it's really made of different parts, then even Reish Lakish would agree that it's asu to be metaltala, because I'm worried that you're going to come put it together, take it apart, and that would be a malacha. Gedola nami de'is bechidki, also a large one that just has the grooves, and it looks like it's put together. Gezera atu gedola de chulios. So we would ask for that too, because people might get confused between that case, a large menorah made of grooved parts, which are stuck together, and a case which are made of real parts that you actually take apart. So people could get confused. Ki plegi biktana de'is bechidki. The machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is by a ktana, a small one, which can be moved even with one hand, right? It's a smaller one, but it has grooves, it doesn't have the actual pieces. So Mar Sava, Rabbi Yochanan holds Gazrinan, where it goes to the small one up to the big one. Umar Sava lo Gazrinan. And the other one, Reish Lakish says that we are not gozer. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Tosfos here discusses that if you see this Gemara, Tosfos Adi Ramaskol de Chulios, he quotes other Gemaras and Masechas Beis at the Chafal from a base. How do we hold, and what does this Gemara seem to say, about the sugya of Binyan and Stira Bekalim? This Gemara seems to hold that there's a problem. We're worried, according to everybody, that if it's made of parts, you might take it apart and put it back together. And it's a kli we're talking about. Is there a malacha of boneh when it comes to kalim? We know the malacha of bone in the Mishkan was by the walls of the Mishkan. It was by a house. There was a major discussion in other Gemaras whether that malacha applies to utensils, movable items too. Yesh binyan v'stira b'kalim or ain binyan v'stira b'kalim. So that is as Tosa says, this house from our Gemara that there is. Yesh binyan v'stira b'kalim, because after all, our Gemara it says that's a b'chashir. But Tosa says, if you look at other Gemaras, it sounds like only Beis Shammai holds of that. but not Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel holds Beis Hillel fourth to last skinny line. U Beis Hillel Savri ain binyan v'chulu alma shari Beis Hillel menorah shel cholis lahachzir. Beis Hillel would not be worried, right? So what's the worry here? So answers Tosfos a little bit here, but Tosfos is even more full, right? A more explicated Tosfos. If you look at the beginning of Perek Abona, beginning of the 12th Perek, on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, Tosfos there says, this is where he's explicit. V'yafal gav, v'dib maskel hai, v'yafal gav dekai malon, ein binyan bekelim, omeri, dahinu dafka b'hachzaras batei trisin, o b'minorish al chulios, avo binyan gamur, mechayiv bekelim, kemo bekarka. Tosfos says, binyan v'sir bekelim is only where there's something that I'm fixing. Something that I'm fixing, that it's there, but there's a part that's missing, something like that. But if I'm putting together an entire kli, then even Beis Hillel would agree, yesh binyan v'sir bekelim. And putting it all together, why isn't that bona? And if you look at the language of the Ramban there, that's the main sugya, beginning of the 12th parak, parak abona, the Ramban says, aval hacha, ose kli, o misakin kli mitchilaso, ein lecha binyan gadol mizeh. V'ein zeh nikra binyan bekelim, shehari eino kli, aval oseh kli mikri. That's the diak of the Ramban. Binyan bekelim, you're right, there's no binyan bekelim. There's asiya bekelim, which is the malacha abona. Fixing something is different than creating it. And therefore, says the Ramban, based on Baalei Tosfos, that would be a problem. V'efshal afidei azu, shekol kli, shetzorach uman b'chazaraso, mechayev alei mishim bona. It could be, according to the Ramban then, that if you need an artisan, you need a professional to put something together, so maybe that also would be called binyan bekelim, even according to Beis Hillel. It's not called I'm just putting something together. No, you need a uman, dehavile ka'ose kli mitchilaso, because that's like making a kli. Shari mishosh and isparik, ve'en ahedya yocholach zero, batel mitores kli. Because once I need an expert to put it together, so then, that's not, even if you say ein binyan bekelim, if you're going to need an expert to put it together, or you're putting together the entire kli, then we would hold, even Beis Hillel would say, yesh binyan v'sir bekelim. And then what would the Ramban say? V'hainu digarsinan b'perakira. And that's what it means in the third parak. B'menorah shel chulius. Why are we answering it? Because, one of these two reasons. Either we're worried that the whole thing is going to, you're going to take the whole thing apart and put it back together, which would be a CS kli, or we're worried that maybe it's the type of menorah that you need a professional to put back together, and therefore there would be binyan bekelim there too. So that is Tosfos and the Ramban. If you look throughout the Masechta, Rashi there, Daf Kuf Beis, Rashi there and elsewhere, Rashi seems to reject binyan bekelim totally. Totally, there's no binyan bekelim, the seer bekelim. And all the, that might not be such nafkaminas, but in all the cases where it seems to be a case of binyan v'sir bekelim, Rashi says makam apadish. Instead of saying boner, Rashi, it's aser, but it's a different malacha. It is makam apadish, and we'll see on tomorrow's daf. You can already peek ahead. Mem zayinam and aleph on tomorrow's daf on the fourth and fifth wide line in Rashi. There's a case there about making a certain type of kli. Rashi says, "Zachai mishum makke bepatish av l'chol gomri malacha v'lo mishum binyan the ein binyan bekelim." The fourth line there, Rashi throughout the Masechta seems to reject binyan v'sir bekelim at all. Again, there's not so much nafkamina because there's aser anyway. Question is which malacha it is. Again, this is very important in terms of packages on Shabbos, in terms of binyan v'stira bekelim. So something to keep in mind. Good. There's another answer that's given by Tosfos and Maseches Beitza. Tosfos and Beitza quotes Tosfos' answer that we have later on, but Tosfos also suggests maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. It's also an important line. Tosfos daf chav beizam and aleph and Beitza. The Yesh Lomar, right there the Gemara says, this is the opposite question. There Rabbi Yisrael says, Ein binyan v'sir bekelim. So he says, what about our Gemara? It says, V'yesh Lomar, the Hasamairi b'Shabbos. Maybe on Shabbos yesh binyan v'sir bekelim, but on Yontif not. Okay. And then he says, what about our case where you put it all together? Good. But that is a very important machlokas to know about binyan, machlokas Rashi, and Baalei Tosfos and Chachmei Sfarad, whether their ein binyan bekelim means totally or not. Hopefully, in the future, we'll talk more about some of the lumdis-related issues. Good. We continue now. Says the Gemara, we're back to figuring out who does Rabbi Yochanan hold like? we mentioned before. Again, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So we said, really? What do you mean? Isn't it obvious he holds like Rabbi Yehuda? What about the menorah case? So we just knocked out the menorah case. Now that's not a raya that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because maybe there are other reasons. It's more chomer for certain reasons. So now the Gemara goes back. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda? V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kistam mishnah. The halacha is like all stam mishnayis. We know Rabbi Yehuda Nasi left it anonymous to show us, to tell us that it is has more authority. There is an important Rashi in Maseches Beitza on Daf Beis. I'll read it to you once I have the Beitza here. So who stam mishnah, says Rashi and Beitza on Beis. Who seder ha-mishnah, ukishara'a divrei chacham, when Rabbi Yudanasi saw the words of one rabbi, v'yashru be'enav, and it found favor in his eyes, shan'an stam, v'lo hizkir shem omro alehen. He didn't limit it to a specific, but he didn't quote it by name. Why? K'dei shelo yushenuya mipi yachid, v'nirin ki'ilu nishnu mipi amarubim, v'yasu kemosan. It's a very important Rashi. Bezim abezim beitza. Why is there anonymous opinions in the Mishnayos? Dafka, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wanted you to follow those opinions. That's why he wrote it anonymously. That's why we have the principle of halacha kistam mishnah. It's interesting that sometimes Rabbi Yehuda Nasi writes an anonymous Mishnah and then he quotes a different opinion of Revi. Right? So that's him. But either way, that's an anonymous, I don't know how many times that occurs. Does he quote an anonymous opinion and himself? Gotta check it out. Anyway, so says the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, so Rabbi Yochanan really hold like a Yehuda, he holds like a Stam Mishnah, Vitznan, and we learned in a Mishnah, right, we had this earlier, back on a couple of the, yesterday's, 2 days ago's daf, we had the case of Mukhani, the Mishnah in Kalim, Mukhani Shalah, if you have this type of wagon, Bizmachi Nishmetes, at a time when the wheels are detachable, Ein Chibrala, it's not considered Mechubar for Hilchas Tum Avatara, the Einim Dedesima, and it's also not measured. What did this mean? That a kli, if it is a very large kli, it loses the status of a kli. And it's not makabel tum anymore. Do you measure it including the wheels? So if it's detachable, no. Ve'ein matzelasima ba'olamais. And it's not considered one unit for an olamais. What did that mean? We mentioned from at least one opinion, if the wagon goes over a dead body or a kezayis menames, then whatever is on top of the wagon is saved from the tumah because it's a hefsek. But whatever's on top of the wheel is not part of the wagon, and therefore it would be tameh. Vein goren asa b'shabbos, and you're not allowed to roll it on Shabbos, bizman sheish alei mos. If there's mos on it, because that is a basis. If it has money on top of the wheels. Ha'ein aleha mos, but if it does not have mos, shayitz motor v'yavagav dachavi alei ben hashmashus. Even though it had it on it, all ben hashmashus, as we had a couple of days ago, the principle, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of migu diskatsoi ben hashmashus, diskatsoi l'kulu yoma, if it has a dvar muksa, if something's muksa all ben hashmashus, then it's muksa the whole Shabbos. So this Mishnah, doesn't this Mishnah imply that even if it had been on it all of Ben Hashmashas, it would be Mutter, which is Stam Mishnah Karebi Shimon. So if Rabbi Yochanan holds like all Stam Mishnayos, how could we say he holds like Rabbi Yehuda if he holds like a Stam Mishnah, which here is like Rabbi Shimon? So the same exact thing we said on Friday. Amar Rabbi Zera, where do you get that DA from the Mishnah? The Gemara says, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just says it doesn't have money on it. Who says anything about Ben Hashmashas? Tehei Mishnah Seinu, Shalom Hayu Olei Amos, Kol Ben Hashmashas. No, money wasn't on it, Shalom Lishbar Dvar Shor Rabbi Yochanan. So we don't have to have a big kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, we could say, no, in a chinami, if the money had been on there, all of Ben Hashmashas, then it would create buses and migu diskatsoi. But we're not, don't make that diak from the Mishnah. Good, two important ha'aris related to this discussion of buses and migu diskatsoi. That is, there is a Ramah. The Ramah says in Shintes Dalin, says the Ramah, buses, what's the definition of buses? It's come up a number of times already. If I purposely leave something, a muksa item, on a non-muksa item, and is there all of Ben Hashmashas, so then the non-muksa item is usur for me to move. I can't knock off the muksa, even if the muksa falls off, because it was muksa ben hashmashas. Any type of muksa, if I put my wallet is probably muksa machmas gufo or chesro and kiss, if I put my wallet on a napkin, dafka before Shabbos, and I want it there. I didn't forget it there, I want it there, whatever it is. Right? So that's a buses. That is, if I did it there on purpose, and I wanted it to be there before all Shabbos. There is an exception to the rule, says the Ramah. What if, can I make your non-muksa item a buses? Says the Ramah, no. Ein adam oser davar sheinu shalo. It's a great application of that principle. Im adam hi niach dvar muksa al shel chaveiro lo amrina dinas et basas adavar asur. It doesn't. De ein adam oser shel chaveiro shel omidaito. You can't create busses of your friend's items. Right, that's the rule of the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Brura, what if it's Latovas Chaveiro? That's a good question. If my friend has an oil candle and it's dripping and I want to save him, you know, I want to save the oil for him. Something Latovas Chaveiro, so then already it could be Aser. If I'm doing it Latovas, Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav, even though I'm doing something negative for him, relates to a sugya, and I got to a couple of days ago, there was a Ksos, to use the principle of Zachin, Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav, if it's taking something from somebody else. Maybe at the end of today, we'll see if we have time for it. Zachin Mei Adam, as it's called. But either way, this is the Mishnah Brura. Based on this, says the Chashuke Chemed, he had the following Shaila. Sheila, Achot Bebeit Cholim, there was a nurse in the hospital that her job was to change the sheets in the hospital every day, including Shabbos. Including Shabbos. But sometimes she would go and she would find muksa items on the sheets. Money or anything. Any muksa item on the sheets. An iPod, whatever it is. Vihine hi mutse zalachaze midas arnakim kesef. Haim hamita vasadin nefchulios basas odavar aser. Vasal hachlef es asadin gam kshachola horidit arnak. So maybe even if it come in, then the guest takes the wallet up. Okay, yeah, oh, you want to change my sheets? Wonderful. So it could be it's already a basis. Benash rashis, if you know if it was there beforehand. Then. So that is the Shiloh. So he quotes this Ramah, and he says, it's mutter. Right, the sheets in the hospital don't belong to the guests. It's a public area. It's public. It belongs to the hospital. It belongs to the government, whatever the type of hospital it is. And therefore, in other words, over shen shalom, no problem. Ein achola osiris amita v'hasadin. He can't. Ukein zeh, he says, a similar case was brought to me. Pam b'ulam, shenerach sham su'udos chasan v'kala. Right, there was a big ulam that where they had wedding meals. Va'achas hamuzmanot hidlika neira Shabbos al kiseh. I guess it was on Shabbos, maybe on Sheva brachas. And one of the invited guests lit candles. Ulacha gemara suda kishagabu kfar haneiru silko amel tsarim anachrim esav amotim yal gavi hakiseh. V'nis arbe v'in shar kisos. Similar idea, you have a public area, and somehow there were candles lit on, maybe it was a Friday night, Sheva brachas, they went to light candles, they lit on a chair, whatever the case may be. So again, he says, ain't not the most of our Shem Shalom, and therefore it's not yours, you wouldn't be able to aser it. Number one. The other point I wanted to mention about Miku Diskatsoi, which, I didn't get to mention again, Miku Diskatsoi came up on, a couple of days ago, we had on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph first. There is a big limit to Migud Diskatsoi. Usually the rule is, if it's Asur or Ben Ashmashes, then it's Asur all of Shabbos. There is an exception. Again, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from, based on a number of Achronim. If I have in mind when Shabbos starts, that it is going to become Muchan on Shabbos by itself, so then Migud Diskatsoi might not apply. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this principle, Migud Diskatsoi, Kasuva Poskim, Eimasai Amrinon, the Iskatsoi Lebein Hashmashes, Dafke Dvarim Shegemaro Bidei Shamayim. That's only something that's totally out of my hands, Bidei Shamayim. Kagon. What was the example given? Grogerus, Sheinigmarin Eloi De Chomachama. Right, I put the putrid dates or figs on the roof. When Shabbos starts, they're totally disgusting. They're inedible. So I could say, Migud Diskatsoi, Vishema Hiya Yom Anan Bishabbas Vasak Vaiti Minayu. Maybe it's not going to be so sunny, it's not going to get ready. So it's Gomer Bidei Adam. I have no idea. Avaldavar Shinigmar Bidei Adam. But something that a person is in control of could go Tamarim Shanasan Aleim Mayim Be'erev Shabbos. Dates that I'm soaking in water. Af shebavade inem ruim ben ashmashes that are ra'ui to lo kaltu tamatmarim she ruim lishdia afilo hachi lo asich daite minai al yom ha-shabbos she imuksa machmazeh. If it's in my control, I'm in the process, I set up a system already that it's not going to be muksa in 2 hours from now. Said even though it's the migud is katsoy ben ashmashes, I do not say it's katsoy lekul yoma, and therefore if it's what's called gamru bidei adam, it's not muksa. So, for example, two examples the post can give. If you look at all the muksa books, two examples. Number one, sometimes on Shabbos, all Ben Ashmashes, your food is burning hot. It's not edible. It's too hot to eat. It's on the fire. So you're going to tell me, oh, Miku, this got soy Ben Ashmashes, you can't eat the food. It's got soy lekul yoma. Of course not. No, it's burning hot, but after Ben Ashmashes, you take it off. Why? Because it's in my koach. I know I'm planning to take it off, and I take it off. So you don't see Miku, this got soy if it's gomri bidei adam. Number one. Number two, if there wouldn't be an issue of Avshamilsa, that's a big if, If there would be an issue of Shemel, I'm not getting into the psak now, I'm just getting into the muksa element of it. But as we mentioned back in the end of the first parak, the issue of having loud machines going in your house on Shabbos. So we spoke then about dishwashers, if you remember. But what are you allowed to put in wet clothes into a dryer before Shabbos starts, and then knowing, you know, half an hour into Shabbos, it's going to be dry, and it's going to go off by itself, and then when the lights are going to go off, and totally. And I have in mind that on Shabbos, I'm going to need another shirt to wear Shabbos morning. I'm going to go into my dryer and take it out before Shabbos. I'm not poskening that right now, but I'm just noting regarding the muksa issue, there's no muksa issue there. Because that's called gamru bidei adam. Gamru bidei adam, and therefore, you wouldn't say migu this gasai. Just read the lashon. Exactly what I just said from the Rav Simcha. This is Rav Simcha who comes a muksa sefer. He says that, let me just read you his lashon. V'nir lefizeh im nasanas akvisa be'erev Shabbos b'toch mechona automatit shehi gam miyabeshet ulachar shakol nigmar hi nifsekas me'ileha b'kai gavna ilav da aser mishum da mechuna mashmas kol v'av shemilsa. Without the Avshem Milsa Shaila, says then it would be a mutter because of Gamar Bidei Adam. So at least beside the muksa element, you would not say migu deskatsoi in that case. Because there's a case where it's in a person's control and he has kavana that it's going to be finished on Shabbos. Okay? Good. Again, remember, if it's going to be finished before the 18 minutes are up, then it's not Shabbos yet anyway. There's nothing to talk about. Right, it's just an issue if it's going to finish really on Shabbos. If you might put it in right before Shabbos. A lot of times it's not the case. A lot of times also, it's really wearable as it is. By the time Shabbos starts, before Shabbos, it's like basically dry. You want it to get extra dry. Right, so then already, for sure it's not muksa, because it's already wearable as is, even if it's a little damp. Okay. Let's continue. Amar Bishua ben Levi, Pamachas Holach Rebbe L'diuspera. One time Rebbe went to the Yuspera. The whole Rebbe Menorah, Reb Shimon Bener. He paskins about Menorah like Reb Shimon Bener. He paskined by a big candelabra like Reb Shimon does by a little candle. So what exactly did he do? How many psukim did he give? This is how Rashi understands the question. He boy Lou. Does that mean he gave two psukim? One about Norah, one about Ner? Hora b'menorah, Reb Shimon Bener lehetera? Does it mean he paskined by Menorah like Reb Shimon is makel by Ner? He was makel by Menorah. Is that how we understand this statement? O Dilma, or there was two psak, and there should be a comma. Hora b'menorah li'isura, comma, ukur shimon b'ner la'teira. Right, so what exactly did a Rebbe do? Teiku, we are unclear. Exactly what Rebbe's shita was. Ramalkia ikla l'bei Rebbe Simlai. Ramalkia went to visit the Tiltal Shraga, and he was metaltal aner. Again, after it went out, obviously not when it was lit. The ikpid Rebbe Simlai, and Rebbe Simlai got upset. So you see, the Ramalkia was meka like Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Simlai was machmer like Rebbe Yehuda in terms of muksamach was iser. Right, it was lit when Shabbos started. Rabbi Yosi, Glila, Ikla, Asir, Rabbi Yosi, Berchanina. Tilta, Shraga, the Ikvid, Rabbi Yosi, Berchanina. Same thing. Rabbi Yavo, Ki, Ikla, Asir, Rabbi Shimon, Levi. He went to visit, Avi, Metal, Shraga. Ki, Ikla, Asir, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo, Avi, Metal, Shraga. Oi, here's the same person, did different things. Rabbi Yavo, by Rabbi Shimon, Levi's house, he was Metal, Tel, by Rabbi Yochanan, he wasn't. So, Manavshach. Ikrab Yehuda Sfirolei, if he looks like Rabbi Yehuda, Levi, Krab Yehuda. Let him do like Rabbi Yehuda. Ikrab Shimon, Sfirolei, Levi, Krab Shimon. How can he change his own behavior? So the Gemara answers the Olam Krib Shimon Sfirolei. Really, he held like Reb Shimon. The Ikar Adin that it is mutter. Umishim Kvodo to Reb Yochanan who to lo havi oven. But he was in Reb Yochanan's town. So Alts covet for Reb Yochanan. He did not do it. Okay, we find this many times. Alts covet for one of the opinions. We don't do something. The Taras Chatas, the Ramah, he has a sefer on Yeridaya, so in the Hagdama to the Taras Chatas, he says, where do we ever have these principles? A lot of times, and I'm going to write in my sefer, Kedai lismach ala b'shas adchak. Shas adchak, you can be mekel. Or, you know, hefsin meruba, a big financial loss, potentially you can be mekel. Let's see how this. If it's usser, it's usser. So how could all of a sudden, b'makam zeh, it's mutter. So Taras Chatas says, in all those cases, it must be that we really paskin like the mekel shita. In all the cases where we're makil, b'makam, blank, we pass like the makil shita. But you know what? But we're choshesh for the covet of the machmer opinions in most cases, and that's why maker adin, though, you know, we might say to be machmer. But because maker adin, we're makil, that's why you can say that. He says, lifamim, is the Ramah talking, ki kasapti lohakel, behefsin meruba, o lo'ani, bedavar chashuv, o lekavit Shabbos, vahumitam, ki ba'ozan amakomos, hayinir li kiater gomerli, bete hilchasa, raksha achronim, echmiru bedavar. You find earlier generations did this. Where do we find earlier generations did this? It's a Mishnah! Mishnah, the third parak in Demai. What does the Mishnah say? Demai is also for me to eat. But the Mishnah says, if you're an achsa, if you're a guest, if you're an on, you can eat Demai. What do you mean you can eat Demai? Because Mikra didn't Demai should be mutter. We're machmir, because even though Rav Amir is ma'aser and hein. So already bisman a Mishnah we have such a concept. And the Torah's Chatos quotes it here as well. What do we do every single day, if you're an Ashkenazi? Every single day of our lives we do this. What is that? You put on tefillin. We put on tefillin, and Ashkenazi custom is we pass on like Bali Tosos, we make two brachos. After the second bracha, we get our shel rosh in place, we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoli Olam Vo'ed. Pashtus, why do we say Baruch Shem? Because the second bracha, we're not sure if we're supposed to make it or not, so we say Baruch Shem. One second, when do we ever make a Baruch Shem on purpose? We never make a Baruch Shem on purpose. Just in case we made a bracha of Atala, we say Baruch Shem Kavod. Because you want to cover ourselves. Hashem, you're the greatest. I made a bracha by accident. But since when do we do that on purpose? The answer is we're not doing it. Really, we paskin two brachas. The Ramah paskins two brachas. That's it. Period. And that is why the Mishnah Berurah screams. If he could scream. The Mishnah Berurah screams. And he writes about it. You could hear him screaming. That people have to be very careful after they make the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. And they put on, and right before they put it on their head, Al Mitzvah's Tefillin. And then they straighten it. He says, sometimes people say, Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem. And then they straighten it. He says, that's a major problem. Because then you blew it. Then you really got rid of your bracha with the Baruch Shem. But we don't want to get rid of the bracha with the Baruch Shem. We're supposed to put on our tefillin, not in place. Say Al Mitzvah's tefillin, then get our tefillin in the right spot, and a few seconds later say Baruch Shem. Why do we say Baruch Shem? Because we have covered for the Rambam. We have covered for the Rambam. The Rambam says only one bracha we should make. So we make a Baruch Shem. But really, we don't paskin like the Rambam. We paskin like Baalei Tosfos. But we have to make sure to only say Baruch Shem way later. Right, make sure we've already fulfilled the mitzvah. Our tefillin shel rosh is in the right spot, and only after that say Baruch Shem. Or else we're gonna lose the whole point of, we're just doing it else covered. We're not doing it else that we really have a suffix. Good. There is an Aruch HaShulchan that has a very, mechudish pshat of why we say Baruch Shem. He can't even fathom that we do Baruch Shem for this reason. The Aruch HaShulchan. And if anybody's ever seen this Aruch HaShulchan, it makes a mark. He says, I can't believe we say Baruch Shem for this. So he says, L'chein yirali, birchas al mitzvah tefillin, saying, putting on tefillin is like Habos HaMach HaShemayim. It's just like saying Shema Yisrael. You're wrapping yourself with a ksav of Torah. That's like saying Shema. After Shema, we say Baruch Shem. That's what we say Baruch Shem after we put on tefillin. He says,
like the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Nun Vav.
But he says it's parallel to Shema. That's the totally different pshat. It's not the pashus, but the interesting pshat to be aware of. Okay, we continue. So that was all about COVID. Covered for the other sheet. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, first wide line. Shraga de Mishcha Shari Litatule, an oil candle, one can be metaltel. Right? It was lit with oil after it went out. Right? Like Rabbi Shimon, who does not hold of Muktzah Machmas Isser, right? It was Asr before, and also does not hold of Muktzah Machmas Bias, assuming it was a Cheres candle. Dinafta, Asr Litatula. If it was naft, a different type of fuel, right, then you're not going to be metaltel it because Rashi says it's misrach afilu Reb Shimon moda to lo chazi el malachto. We got to make a list. Which of the mukses that Reb Shimon agrees to? We had some yesterday. Now we have some today. It is really not roy for anything. The Rikva says here it's ma'is tfei. It's really disgusting. It smells bad and it's cheres. So even Reb Shimon would agree it's useless. Therefore, you can't touch it. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damin Shavayu denatanami shalot tula. They say no. That's also mutter. Good. We'll see why. Rabbi Avia ikla be Rava. Rabbi Avia once upon a time visited Rava, having me'isen bekari betina. His boots were covered in mud. Asivia purya kame de Rava. And when he got to Rava's house, he took off his boots and put it on the bed. Put it on the bed right in front of him. Ikbet Rava. Rava got very upset. What are you doing? Boil it saure. So Rava was very upset. He's like, I'm going to ask him a kasha. He can't answer. Right? That's how they did it in those days. They didn't just insult people. They just asked him a kasha. You know, let's see you answer this question. Amr Le, my time at Rabbi Yosef, Damri Shavayu, Shraga, the Nafta, Nami, Shari, Lototule.
Right? Why do you think they matered even this disgusting smelling cheres candelabra? Why do you think they matered to use it? Right? Rava thought he'd stump him. But Omar, let's say, why in the world did he ask him this question out of any question he could have asked him? Could have asked him a philosophical, you know, he asked him a Hilchas Muksa question. Why that's, I saw one of the Achronim say that the Rava later on says that you're allowed to pick up cheres later in the Masechta, you're allowed to pick up cheres shards from the street to wipe the mud off your shoes. Right, so Rava was basically saying that, hey, you could have picked up a piece, that's not Muksa, so here, they also matir. Right, you're telling me it's useless? No, everything has a use. That's why he was like intimating to him. So Amalei, so he answers, no. Why are you allowed to do it? Because even though it stinks, you could use it to cover a bottle if you don't want the bugs to go in. So Amalei says, okay, so kol tzara shebechatzer metaltelin. Okay, so all rocks shouldn't be muksa. Why? All rocks should be muksa. Should not be muksa because you can use them for bottle caps. So Amalei, no. Ha'ika taras klioleha. There's a difference. This, by the candle, it's a kli. It's a disgusting kli, but it's a kli. Hani, by the rocks, leka taras klioleha. There's no kli there, and there's a difference between where there's a kli and there's no kli. I'll give you another example, says the visitor, Rabbi Avia. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Hashirayim, didn't we learn in this source, we're going to have it later on. Hashirayim anazamim atabos. Shirayim, bracelets, nazamim rings, tabos, other rings. Harei hein kechol hakelam anitalam b'chatzer. They're like any kli that you're allowed to be metaltel within a chatzer, even though you can't take them out to Rishus HaRabim. Right, we're going to have the Gemara later on, because you might come to show them. We'll get to many, many discussions of that in the perek later on, in Bamei Behema, in Bamei Isha. See, even though you can't take it out, you're allowed to carry it within the chatzer. Why are you allowed to carry and handle these bracelets and rings? It's because it's a kli. It's usable. It's not something that's not usable. So Hakanami, Hovika Torah's kli olay. So Rabbi answered him, there's a difference between somebody that has a Torah's kli, so that even if it's a little disgusting, it's not muksa. Mashenki, if it doesn't have a Torah's kli. Rabbi was trying to tell him that even if it doesn't have a Torah's kli, right, according to that Achron's pshat, even a shard. So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Nachman Bar Yitzchak commented about this story, Barich Rachmana, Delo Kesifei Rava L'Rav Avia. Baruch Hashem that Rav Avia was able to answer the question. Problem is, why did he put the mud in the front of Rava? That the Gemara doesn't answer. But it just says Baruch Hashem, he didn't embarrass him. Obviously, Mevayish Pechavera is a major issue. We've spoken about that. We have that in Mitzvah Shir, which, by the way, those who listen to Mitzvah Shir, by the time only a couple more. This week we hope to finish Sefer Vayikra. So, feel free to join. Join if you haven't been listening. Feel free. Mitzvah Shir, different mitzvah each day. Good. So we'll get back to, Mevayish Bnei Chaver Barabim if there's time. There should be time, maybe. So anyway, so Rami Le Abaya Le Rabba. So Abaya asks Rabba the following contradiction. Tanya, let's stick with Muksa first. Moser Hashem Shebin Ever Shebekara Asur Reb Shimon Matir. Right, that price that we had already. If you have the leftover oil in the Nair and the Kara, it's Asur. Reb Shimon is Matir. Reb Shimon says no, no problem. Almal Reb Shimon Leslay Muksa. He's here from there. Reb Shimon does all the Muksa. If you remember on Friday, we discussed the issue of Moser Hashem and Tosa discussed earlier on Daf Mem Dalad, why by Chanukah is it different than Shabbos. We had the beautiful Tosas about Chavivus Hanes, right, that Chanukah is unique. Your Maxit Midaito. So, same price that we're dealing with. Right here, Reb Shimon seems to not hold a Muksa, right? The leftover oil in the Nair and the Kara is Mutter. Veraminu, but we learned in the Mishnah in Beitza. Reb Shimon Omer. Kol She'ein Mumonika Me'erav Yantif. Ein Zemenu Muchan. Halachas of Bechar. We know Bechar is a carbon. Automatically, if I have a firstborn kosher animal, it goes to the Kohen. But it's the only carbon that if it gets a Mum Kavua, it automatically is Chulin. Doesn't need to be nifta. It's not psuli hamugdashin. Every other carbon that gets a mum, I have to redeem it. It's still carbon. It's still kachim. Bechor is different. It's mamona biyad kohen. So a kohen, right, always wants to, hopefully, you know, get a mum kavua, even Yisrael. I mean, but if it has a mum kavua, permanent mum, that he can have it. It's not a carbon anymore. So what happens if it gets a mum kavua on yontif? Somehow, one animal attacks the other animal on yontif. Right, and so now he can shecht it, but it wasn't right as shecht. On when Yantav started. So, Kol She'ein Mumo Nikar Me'erav Yantav, Reb Shimon says, if the Mum was not Nikar, recognizable from Me'erav Yantav, Ein Zemen Muchan. Right? So it's not Muchan. So you see from there, he also Muksa. Because it wasn't Muchan, it was Muksa. Muksa is the opposite of Muchan. Right? It wasn't Roy, it wasn't Muchan, when Yantav started. So we're going to say, 1 second. Achi Asha, don't compare those cases. Hasam, in our candle case. You know why he does not hold a muksa? Adam Yoshiva Matzape. A person sits and is expecting, Emasai Ticha Benero. He knows it's going out. So he has in mind to use the whatever leftover oil afterwards. Hacha Adam Yoshiva Matzape Masa Yipo Bamum. But over here, you have an animal that does not have a mum. Right, it's probable you're expecting it to get a mum. Who says, is that a natural progression of events? Candles go out. Wicks go out. But animals don't get mumim naturally. Meimar Amar. He says to himself, Miyamad Adafa Bamumma. Who says that it's going to get a mum? V'yim Tim Salama, there's so many questions. V'yim Tim Salama Adafa Bamumma, and even if it's going to get a mum, Miyamad Adafa Bamum Kavua. Who says it's going to be a permanent mum that I'm going to be able to shech the animal today for? V'yim Tim Salama Adafa Bamum Kavua. And if you want to say that maybe it will get a mum Kavua, Miyamad Mizdakik Le Chacham. Who says that I'm going to find a Chacham? Who says that I'm going to find a rabbi to matir it? Get to be matir mumin. It's not just any person could do this. Right? And you need specific, special smicha to do it. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on Daf Hey that Rav spent 18 months on a farm. Spoke of that. Yudches Chadashim. In order to learn Hilchas mumin. Ready? Well, because you have to know about it. You have to know what's a mum kavua, what's a mum over. And therefore, there is, you know, and not such a great probability. So that's why he doesn't have it in mind. Therefore, it's muksa. The Chafetz Chaim quotes that Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Taurus Abayas, in Perek Zayin, in Sefer, again, on the Godless of Talmud Torah. So he quotes, he says, you want to know about every detail in Torah, how much we have to push ourselves. Lechna ure'e godel yigiyasam la'Torah. How much the yigi and the hard work was in the Torah from the earlier generations. Shafiu lahasik eza prat katan, shenechzar lahem, haya misratim lahisbazos, betachlis habizoyan. V'yakadi lahasik apratahu. They'll go through bizyonos just to learn a little bit of a detail of Torah. You know, if it was up to us, we'd say, okay, I'll skip that halacha. You know, let me learn all the other areas of Torah. I don't need to be on a farm for 18 months to learn halachas. But Rav says, it's Torah. I gotta be on the farm. Kedisa v'gamar Sanhedrin. Amarav, shmona tzor kadoshim gadal deizoroi bakar v'chulu. Hariyash, afilu b'shil idia katana, hayim esratze lehisbazos, v'ladur eitzel anoshim p'chusim, meshach rav. Shafilu shar b'nei adab, hayizad davar zeb bizayin gadol. Kolshikin l'ish rom hamala karav. Achein b'shil chavivus ha-torah, hayim esratze alakol. Because he loved every detail of every halacha. You know, this is Hashem's system, so I'm going to spend 18 months trying to figure it out. That's Rav. So that's what you don't know. You don't know he didn't. That's what came back to our Gemara. He didn't expect that it would be unmuxed, and therefore, that's different. Masav Rami Bar Chama Vaiter, Mefirin Nedarim B'Shabbos. Right, we have the Mishnah later on. Hafaras Nedarim. If somebody makes a neder, a woman makes a neder on Shabbos, then the Baal can be made for it on Shabbos. Hafaras Nedarim. Vinish Olin L'Nedarim, Shein L'Tzarach Shabbos. And you can do She'ela, Hatara. Going to a Rav, you could do that for any neder that is L'Tzarach Shabbos. Say, ask the Gemara, V'yamai. Pashas were saying, maybe this is even according to Reb Shimon. So why? Lema Miyemer Demizdaka Glabal. Just like we said, who says she's going to find the rabbi? So who says she's going to find the husband is going to be made for it? It's out of her control. So when Shabbos started, it was muksa. It was off limits if she made the neder beforehand. So miyam the mizakik labal. So hasam, assuming that the baal didn't know about it before Shabbos. And where I says, no, there's different. Hasam, because you're a Pinchas b'shvei the Rava. Damar a Pinchas b'shvei the Rava. Kol hanoderes, al das bailahi noderes. No, Rava says, any woman who makes a neder is making the neder al das baila. She has her husband in mind, knowing that her husband can be made for it. Therefore, she is never maxed me daito. Two major questions. 1 second. Ask Tosfos. If she makes a neder, why is that muksa? What? If she makes a neder, I can't eat fish. So it's only muksa for her. Everybody else in the world can eat it. You apply migo disgatsoi ben ashmashes by something that's only usher for me, and it's mutter for the whole world? So Tosfos says, maybe la achila to her, you do. Second day of Tosfos says, no. It can't be. Tosfos says, no, it must be that she ushered certain fruit on the whole world. That's the case. If it's her fruit, she can ask her from the whole world. Right? That's the neder that she took. But 2 days in Tosfos, whether something that is usher for me to eat, can we talk even in the word, in the term muksa? Can we use the term muksa if it's mutter to everybody else? Number one. Number two is a very important Tosfos that we mentioned 5 months ago. Tosfos in Nida, Daf Mem Vav, where this line came up again, also there. Every woman always has her husband in mind. Ask Tosfos, what a simple question. Tosfos says, if it's true that the woman always has the husband in mind, so what do you need the Chiddush of the Torah? That the husband can be made for his wife's Nedarim. Kala Noderes, Adas Baili Noderes. So what do you need Parshas Matos for? The halacha is that she always has her husband in mind. So what do you need the Chiddush that the husband can be made for the Nedarim of the wife? So Tosfos 2 days. The second day of Tosfos is that no, it's only kol anoderes because the Torah says he could do it. A person's das is formed by the dini haTorah. So once the Torah says the baal could do it, so now the woman has her husband in mind. That's a great answer. The other day of Tosfos is no. The other day of Tosfos is v'yesh lomar. No, maybe it's a case where if the husband, you're right, you don't need the Chiddush HaTorah for that. But if the husband says that kayim lechi, he's mekayim the neder, he can't change his mind and be made for it afterwards. The first day of Tosfos says, in a chinami, you don't need the Torah to tell you that the husband could do it, because it's all svara. Mashenkin, according to the second day of Tosfos, 2 days. Or the Tosfos Rosh says, what if he says beferish? What if she says beferish? I'm not doing it adas baili. Right, so then the husband can still do it. That's Tosfos Rosh over there. Very important Tosfos there in Nida that membav amid base. Okay, continuing 1 more minute. Let's continue. Where are we? Tashma, first wide line. Nishalun l'nedarim shein sarach haShabbos b'Shabbos. You ought to be nishal l'nedarim. Hatar Zadarim. Now we're moving away from the Baal. Now we're going to the Rabbi. Nishal and Adarim. You're allowed to be Shoel on a Neder of Tzarech Shabbos. So again, V'yamai, why would Reb Shimon agree to this? Lema miyemer demizdakik lechacham. Why don't we say that? Who says that a chacham, you're going to find a chacham to be Matur Neder? So where does it know? Hasam. Ilomizdakik lechacham saikin lebegimel adyotos. No, even if you don't find a chacham, we know you can get 3 commoners to be matur neder. So you're going to find 3 commoners. Chacham yemer the mizdakik lechacham. But here, who says they're going to find the chacham? Right. So therefore, that's why again there's a difference between bechor, which really needs a chacham, versus hataras nedarim. Period. The Maariv Chayis here quotes a number of gemaras, Kedarka Bakodesh, where this gemara assumes it's very common to find 3 people. Very common to find 3 people. Says the Maariv Chayis, Mikan Muchach, the Shlosh Edyot, the Shchich and Tadir, V'ulam, if you look in Kiddushin Daf Samach, Bezim and Bez, the Gabi Ger, the Chsiv, Mishpat, V'tzarech Shlosha, Amrina Miyema, the Mizdakek, Leit Tlasa. By Ger, there's a line where the Gemara says, who says you're going to find 3 people? So the Maariv Chayis says, it must be there, you don't need Mumchen. We don't need Mumchen here either. But you at least need Talmid HaChamim there by Ger. So the Maskana says the Maariv Chayis, it must be 3 commoners. It's very common to find. But 3 Tamidei Chachamim, that's hard to find. That's hard to find hanging out on the street. And for sure, 3 Smuchin. And for sure, you know, one Mumche. Right? It's hard to find. Anyway, that's in terms of the different types of people that need to be found. You know what? Let's just do the question, and then we'll do the answer tomorrow. Rami le'abayel Rav Yosef, mi'amar Rav Shimon kafsa mutal l'taltala. Rav Shimon holds, once it goes out, you're allowed to be metaltel. Kafsa in lo kafsa lo. Only after it goes out? My timer. Why are you worried? Why does Reb Shimon allow you to move a candle even while it's lit on Shabbos? Dilma bahadi denaki like kavsa. What you're worried is going to go out while you move it. Bahashamina leder Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds. Damar darashinim is kavin mutter. We know 5 times already. Reb Shimon holds. If you do a malacha, which might or might not cause a malacha, it's mutter. The tiny Reb Shimon Omer. We had it 3 times. Gorer adam kisa midivasaf. So a person is allowed to drag a bench on dirt. Ubevach li is kavin lasa skritz. As long as it does not have in mind to make a chritz, and it's not a psikresha, it's not a very hard bench and very soft earth. So Reb Shimon knows Reb Shimon's government is mutter. So all these sources were saying Reb Shimon would allow you to move the candle after it goes out. Why not even while it's lit? So we'll have to do the answer tomorrow. We'll have some chidushim in Darvashim Miskavin. And Reb Shimon, tomorrow we get into more discussions of basis and muksa, and we start the 4th parak. Hatmana! The world of Hatmana, Bez Hashem, starts tomorrow, Mem Zayin Mebeis, as we finish up Perek Kira. Okay, we'll stop here.